September 11th. On September 11th, 2001, at 8:46 a.m., a commercial jet crashed into the North Tower of the World Trade Center in New York City. It was the start of a business day at the Twin Towers. A second jet flew into the South Tower at 9:02 a.m. The U.S. was under attack. Emergency workers were on the scene very quickly. They did not expect the Twin Towers to collapse. People in the towers tried to evacuate from the burning buildings. Some fled to the rooftops, but there were no rescue helicopters waiting. Others tried to take the stairs down, but got trapped in the smoke. Some jumped out windows as a last resort. A third hijacked plane struck the Pentagon at 9:37 a.m. The Pentagon is the headquarters for the U.S. Department of Defense. All of the 59 passengers on board the plane died, as well as 125 people at the Pentagon and five hijackers. Fortunately, the plane hit the west side, which was full of new, unused offices. This was not the end of the terror on September 11th. There was a fourth hijacked plane. When the passengers on board Flight 93 realized their country was under attack, they tried to take control of their plane. They made phone calls and planned to rush the cockpit. The fourth hijacked plane did not complete its mission. Instead of hitting the White House or the Capitol, it crashed in a field in Pennsylvania. George Bush, the president of the U.S. at the time, was at an elementary school in Florida on the morning of September 11th. The vice president evacuated the White House and moved to a secure bunker. Nobody knew how long the terror would continue. At 9:45 a.m., the U.S. government shut the U.S. airspace down. Many planes landed at Canadian airports. Lower Manhattan and Washington, D.C. were evacuated. At midday, New York City's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, spoke to the people of New York. He said the casualties were more than any of us can bear. Much of the world remained on high alert for the next few weeks. Air travel would never be the same.